time for Morning Conversation. We bring in Forest City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hey, appreciate the nice day today. You know, well, we got the temps going up, a little less wind than yesterday, so appreciate the forecast you're bringing us.
Hey, you're welcome. I think we went from winter to summer.
Yes, we did.
So last night was a board meeting, and you folks, of course, are getting ready to wrap up, but that doesn't mean that you're sitting around idly. In fact, it's very, very busy right now.
Oh, extremely busy. And, you know, again, it's a great opportunity for kids, a chance to celebrate the students and the staff success this year. And so, yeah, we're down to, state qualifiers for track. We're down to that in golf coming up here. Things are moving fast. But, yeah, to give you kind of just a summary of where we are other than the athletic side is, May 15th, 3 o'clock, we got baccalaureate at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. May 17th is the Fine Arts Awards Night. We got a retirement tea on the 18th for our retirees. May 18th at 6 o'clock, Senior Awards Night. May 22nd, 2 o'clock, is graduation. With that, the last day of students will be 27th, and I'll talk a little bit about that as closer we get. But, yeah, it's going fast. Here we go.
Let's talk about the IJAG Memo of Understanding.
Yeah, IJAG was a program that we brought in last year. It's been a great program. We serve 68 students, and Ms. Chapa deserves a huge amount of that success of getting kids interested in that. People may wonder what IJAG is. IJAG is a program that's out there nationwide. We've been very fortunate to have it in Iowa. But one of the things that we have, and it focuses on six skill sets: personal skills, leadership skills, communication skills, job attainment skills, job success skills, and career development skills. And so it's something we felt was important that we reach out and give kids this opportunity. They can take it for credit along that line. But 68 students that that program's reached out to and has impacted. So we've been very happy with it. Appreciate the work of Ms. Chapa, and look forward and extended that program another year last night.
Talking to Forest City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman, let's talk about the 21-22 calendar adjustment.
Yeah, you know, we had snow days and some e-learning days, and we were over one snow day. We would have had to come back Tuesday, May 31st, for students for half a day, and that just didn't seem real productive. And so last night, the board approved that the last student day will be May 27th. Other staff will come back and work on the 31st for that day, but students will be done on that Friday, May 27th. So the only thing I would say is pending any unforeseen circumstance, if that makes sense, that you never know what could happen. But right now we're looking at students done May 27th.
Very good. This is School Board Recognition Month.
Yeah, you know, they are volunteers. There's no pay for them. Everything is there. And then they give their time to make sure that things are provided for students and staff, and they're the conduit between the community with that. And so I want to just take time to recognize Kim Severson is in her fourth year, and I'm going to round up on some of these. Keila Buffington, 16th year. Troy Thompson, first year. Beth Klaus, first year. David Reese, first year. Eric Kingland, 11th year. And Gary Ludwig, 21st year. That's 55 years of experience on the board, and I appreciate their service to our students, staff, and community.
Talking to Forest City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman, will wrap up with this, the 2022 Forest City Education Hall of Fame nominations.
Yeah, we do this on an annual basis, and we'll present them and induct them here in the fall when we start back up school. We have a committee that includes retired staff and current staff, and we receive nominations from the community. And this year we have another, had a huge class of a number of nominees that would be great inductions. But the committee settled on and voted on as Steve Olson, longtime elementary teacher. and Bruce Kluber, who was a longtime serving board member of the Woden Crystal Lake Titonka School District. So excited, and both of those are very well deserving for their commitment to students and in our school district.
Congratulations to Steve and Bruce. And Darwin, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Appreciate what you and KIOW does for the North Iowa region.
That's Forest City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman, our guest on KIOW Morning Conversation.